Hi, we're back. You're listening to Car Talk with us, Click and Collect, the Tappet Brothers, and we're here to talk about cars, car repair, and the answer to last week's crop puzzler.
Oh, you don't say. It's about crops, is it?
Cut it out. Anyway, this was sent in by someone named Chris Inman. I don't know whether Chris is a guy or a gal, but it hardly matters. And anyway, Chris said,
it matters to someone.
Last summer, I was driving across the country from the East Coast to the West Coast. Can you visualize this?
I can see it.
And I was somewhere in Kansas, you know, the middle of nowhere. And it was around noontime. For miles and miles, I was surrounded by farms that are raising a single crop. It's beautiful to look at, but there's something confusing going on. When I look to my right, I see fields of yellow. When I look to my left, I see fields of green, and yet it's all one crop. How could that be? What's going on?
I got it. What you see growing is corn. On the right, you look to your right and you see yellow.
Yes.
Because the sun must be over there. Sun rises in the south.
You've never seen corn in its natural habitat, have you?
Does the sun rise in the south or not?
Well, it depends on whether or not you're from the south. If you're from Dixie, then the sun rises in the south.
I have no idea.
Well, you're close. At noontime, the sun is in the northern hemisphere. The sun is not overhead. It's in the south.
It is.
Yes.
Oh, I was right then. The sun is in the south.
Yes, the sun is in the south. And it's not corn because you can't see corn unless you get it. The only time you can see the yellow of corn is at the supermarket.
Oh,
when it's
that's
when it's
right.
In those blister packs.
You mean they don't come all peeled?
They don't come all peeled.
Oh.
But what you're seeing is something called heliotropism.
What's that?
And that's the tendency for plants to turn and face the sun. And the plants on the left side of the road
are turned away from you.
Are turned away from me and toward the sun. And so I'm looking at the backs of those plants, the ones on my left. And the ones on my right, I'm looking at the front of those plants. And those plants are sunflowers. And sunflowers turn and face the sun. And they're following the sun during the day.
Wait, what does sunflowers got to do with corn?
It's not corn at all. That's the crop that's growing.
Oh, it's not. It's not corn.
It's not corn.
Oh, sunflowers are growing.
And you're
that's a crop? They're flowers.
No. Birds eat sunflower seeds. You eat sunflower seeds. They're actually a cash crop.
They are.
Farmers actually grow sunflowers, yeah. So
they got fields and fields of sunflowers
growing?
You
look to your right, you are seeing
Flower.
The flower, which is facing south.
And when you're looking to your left, you're seeing the backside
of the
flower.
You're seeing the backs of the heads of the sunflowers.
I'm always getting the backside.
Yeah, you're getting the backside.
Oh, man.
You got
what
it?
What else is new?
So who's our winner?
Hey. The winner is Frank Morgan from Williamstown, Massachusetts. And for having your answer selected at random from among all the correct answers that we got, you are going to get a $26 gift certificate to the Shameless Commerce Division of CarTalk.com. And with that gift certificate, you can pick up our Father's CD collection just in time for Father's Day. Why you should never listen to your father when it comes to cars. You have to hurry, though. We only have a few hundred million of these sitting in the basement.
Well, anyway, we'll have a new, I guess, mathematical puzzle coming up in the third half of the show. So stay tuned for that. In the meantime, if you have a question about your car or anything else, you can give us a call. The number is 888-CAR-TALK. That's 888-822-7822-5525. Hello, you're on Car Talk.